Okay, speaking of charities, so as you guys know, over the last couple of years, or really about 18 months, we had lost a couple of pups to cancer, unfortunately. We had three, and our pack went down to one. And our dog, Blue, who we took off the streets, the little pit bull, Pocket Pity, he was so attached to these two girls that we had when he entered the household that it's kind of been a rough go for him. He was not the, he was not treated well, I don't think, in his first year or two of life before we took him in. So he really was attached to the two girls. And then when they both passed away, it's kind of been weird. And so we've been silently kind of waiting for something, because all the animals that we've taken in the last, it's been 15 years, have been animals that were in our neighborhood that we just took in. And so we've never
found you.
Yeah, pretty much. And we were kind of waiting on something like that, unless something perfectly crossed our path.
How long has he been solo dog in the house?
7 months now, something like that.
And you can definitely tell it's affecting
him.
Yeah,
he needs the companionship. And so we received a note from Dallas Dogger, who is the charity that the dog rescue that we've been working with for the longest time. And as Bob knows, that's the Lajitas trip that we take every year. That's who's the big benefactor for that.
Is it ever?
And they sent us a note and said, we have a little girl that we just had to rush into surgery to remove her front left leg. Someone found her.
Do you want the leg?
Yeah, do you guys need the leg to make a lampshade out of? No, it was...
Jeez.
It was... she was only like a week old, and so someone found her, and they took her in, and she...
Was it an injury or a birth defect?
They don't know. They thought that maybe it was an infection, then they thought maybe she was hit or maybe bitten, or they didn't know.
What was that,
but
Ham?
They had to amputate. And so now she has been recovering, and she'll never know that she has three legs when she grows up, because that's all she's going to remember. But they sent it to my wife, who immediately sent it to me and was like, oh my God. And she's a little tripod. And so I put it up on Twitter, but it's our seventh dog that we've had in our household since 2000, I guess, or 1998 or 99. And so we named her Sevi, and she is now part of the household. And so, yeah, like I sent it to DJ, and...
You named her Sevi?
Sevi, like Ballesteros.
Oh, not like Brent Severin?
Not like that Sevi, no.
Not under Victory Plus?
No, not that Sevi.
Like, wow, what a team guy this is.
Yeah.
Company man.
Yeah, I mean, should have been Monty. You missed an opportunity there.
It's a girl.
So, Monty can be a unisex name.
What? What did you say?
I'm a little confused too, because isn't Sevi a dude?
Yeah, but
you can't name it Monty.
You could. Maybe next time.
Okay.
We get a three-legged dog. We'll name her. We'll name her that.
Yeah.
But she's so adorable and so clunky with the three legs, and she'll get used to it as she gets older. But DJ, your girlfriend, fiance, was...
We were sitting at the dinner table when you sent that, and I showed her the video, and she starts crying, like, just in love. It's the cutest little thing ever, and now she wants a little three-legged puppy, too.
Of course.
And so gay. The gayest. Yeah.
Now people are going to get perfectly healthy dogs and chop a leg off.
No,
just to be
I don't
you.
Recommend that. I don't recommend that. But
it's a designer dog. It's a three-legged designer dog.
The hardline's all into that. But our dog last night, when he first met her, completely submitted, like rolled over.
Oh no.
Oh dude, it was so sweet. I was like, oh my gosh. So, it's pretty great, but we,
what a pee.
We're happy. I know.
This three-legged puppy, and you're like, oh, here's my belly. Here's my privates. I give in.
I submit.
You said you tweeted it?
You win. Did I not?
I don't see it, man. Unless am I missing?
It says,
yeah, I'm not seeing
it. Oh, it just says X upload failed.
Oh, Corby.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You got to pay for premium now.
I'll do it again, I guess. I don't know how that failed. Never had that message pop up before in my life.
Get off dial-up.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll post it here in a second. But
okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we're happy about that. The other thing I wanted to talk about here in our brief moment was halftime of Thursday's game. Not Post Malone, which I didn't think Post brought the heat.
No, because he was doing a weird combo package of his country stuff.
Yeah.
And his older stuff.
I thought, I mean, was he like told you have to do your dumb country stuff?
I doubt it was described like that.
He's still trying to pump up that album and that tour, so.
And you know, it's Texas and the motif and we're the Cowboys.
God.
Yeah, it was not that great.
So I know, Bob, you were watching this live. I don't know if everybody else was, but when Detroit and Green Bay played, and we knew that Jack White was going to come out, the hardline zone Jack White, and Eminem was in charge of booking now. He's in charge of booking the halftime entertainment because he's from Detroit. But
I hadn't heard that.
Yes. Well, so he books Jack.
He's from Detroit.
He books Jack, and then he...
Who's also from Detroit.
Who's also from Detroit, and then this happened.
They had Vinnie Johnson, too.
Shut up. And this is a famous White Stripes song. Were you watching this live, Dave?
Yeah.
That's a cool mashup of Till I Collapse and then what's the...
Hello Operator.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Eminem's Till I Collapse and then the White Stripes Hello Operator. That's
really
got
cool.
Me off the couch.
Yeah. And then they follow that up with Seven Nation Army.
I know, and I'm so glad he leans into Seven Nation Army. He always plays it live and has an absolute blast doing it, and you always know when he's going to play it because it's with that guitar.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed
beat
that.
To hell guitar.
Oh, my God. It is such a beater of a guitar. But yeah, and he always plays a very, very, like, he's way into it when he plays it. I love it. Because I don't think he used to lean into it.
No, yeah, I think he was a little embarrassed
too much.
By it. Yeah.
It was just too much. Just but
how much money is that one song made for him, though?
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, and certainly there were tracks, but so much of that was live, and it was so awesome.
Yes.
It really was.
It was so great. Jack White for Super Bowl halftime show, but he'll never do it.
Yeah.
That was for Detroit.